This is a happy occasion when we can gather together in the name of our Lord Jesus.
当我们奉着主的名能够一同的聚集，这是我们的喜乐。
We come to the end of this year. The Lord has been faithful to us throughout the year.
我们来到一年的末了，主在这一年之中是信实的。
I've enjoyed the time of fellowship here, and especially hearing our brothers Godwin and Jonathan sharing during the day.
我很高兴能够跟大家一同聚集在这里，也听到孙弟兄的交通，跟彭弟兄的见证。
And to me, I amen my brother's statement this morning. It's wonderful to be with brothers and sisters who have a single vision and mind.
我也很阿门早上弟兄所提到我们有一心一意的这个意念这是何等的美好。
One of the great issues in the recovery of the church is that we really learn how to live together in the unity of the Spirit.
教会的恢复就是我们如何在灵里面的合一。
And this necessitates us holding fast to our head, the Lord Jesus, for the coming year.
也叫我们持定元首在我们新的一年的里面。
And so we want to turn once again in Exodus chapter 33 to this prayer of Moses.
所以我们再一次翻到出埃及记33章的摩西的祷告。
Moses is speaking with Jehovah.
摩西向着耶和华祷告。
His experience of the living God is fresh.
他经历这永生的神是这样的新鲜。
He has seen some of the glory of Jehovah up there on the mountain.
他在山上看见了耶和华的荣耀。
He has seen some of the wrath of Jehovah as the children built a golden calf.
他也看到当神的百姓造金牛犊的时候神的那一个愤怒。
As Moses is spending time in this heavenly place, as it were, on the mountaintop, he's coming to know Jehovah.
就是当摩西来到这个山上如同在在天上与神这样相会的时候他遇见了神。
Indeed, whenever we really experience the living God, it's an awful experience. It fills us with awe.
当我们经历了这永活的神就叫我们心里面发出何等的那个惊讶。
Because on the one hand, we perceive something so beautiful in his person.
我们一方面在他的身位上遇见这一位。
And on the other hand, we are terrified by his holiness and majesty.
我们另外一方面因着他的荣耀他的尊贵我们心里面恐惧。
The theologians have come up with a term for this experience.
神学家对于这样的一个经历有一个词。
They say that to meet God is to meet the tremendous mystery, the mysterium tremendum.
遇见神就如同遇见那一个极大的奥秘。
Like a moth, on the one hand, we feel drawn to his light.
就像一个飞虫，一方面向着这个光，我们受了吸引。
And yet at the very same time, we feel like running away and hiding from his holy presence.
但同时我们又好像又怕想逃避从他的那圣洁的光中来躲避。
We often ask the question, Lord, how can we be more humble?
我们常常问主我们如何能够更谦卑
It's hard when you get the best grades at school not to be proud about it.
当你在学校拿了这很好的成绩不是要骄傲但是很难谦卑
Then you do well at college.
你在上大学也读得不错
You succeed in business.
你在事业上也成功
Oh, it's hard not to be proud.
这很难不有一点的骄傲
I don't know exactly what Jonathan meant, but he said the Chinese head is very big.
我不知道彭弟兄的意思是什么。他说中国人的头很大。
Well, my head is half German, half English, also very big.
我的头是一半是德国的头，另外一半是美国的头，所以头也很大。
I know deep within the Chinese culture, there are ways that you try to show humility.
我知道在中国人的文化的里面有 一些的方式来表示你的谦卑。
But real humility is not something that has to be put on like an act.
但是真正的谦卑不是一些表面的那个样子。
And the real humility is the simplest way to truly be humble.
但要真正的那个谦卑。
And that's to be in the presence of God.
乃是在神的同在的跟前。
When we truly see His dimensions, we realize how small we are.
当我们看到神的那一个大的时候，我们就发现我们何等的微小。
Our brother this afternoon testified that the Lord had to reduce him to a feeling like he was nothing before the Lord could use him there, even to minister in China.
我们的弟兄下午做见证，神要把他降卑到非常的微小的地位上，然后神才能够使用他在中国为他做工。
And of course we know in Moses' life now as he's here at Mount Sinai, he has spent 80 years being reduced by the Lord to nothing.
我们知道摩西在这里他已经经历了80年，叫神叫他不断的降卑。
But now he's meeting God face to face.
如今他与神面对面的相会。
Do you think he has to fake humility?
你想他需不需要假装他的那个谦卑？
No, he knows that he is just dust.
他知道他就如同灰尘。
But this man of dust has a prayer.
但是这一个如尘土的人，他有一个祷告。
O Lord, if I have found favor in thy sight.
他说，主啊，我若在你眼前蒙恩。
Show me thy ways.
求你将你的道指示我。
That I may know thee.
使我可以认识你。
And that I may find favor in your sight.
好在你眼前蒙恩。
What a simple prayer.
这是很简单的祷告。
And we have to read the rest of the record to see how quickly God answered this prayer.
我们需要读所记载的余下的事情才知道神多么快的就回答了他。
As a matter of fact, God said, I have shown you mercy and I will show you more mercy.
神就说我已经向你施恩，还要向你施恩。
And at that point, Moses got so excited.
所以那个时候摩西就很兴奋了。
He decided to commit suicide.
他就想要自杀了。
He said, Lord, show me thy glory, because no man can see God's glory and live.
他就说神啊，求你将你的荣耀显示给我，因为没有人能够在神的荣耀前存活。
Have you ever been in the awesome presence of God so much that you say, Lord, take my life if I can just see more of you?
你有没有在神那一个荣耀的光中，你说神啊，把我的命取去，我要与你同在。
But we know our God does not like suicide.
但是神不希望我们自求死。
Now, he didn't kill Moses, he won't kill us.
他没有杀害摩西，他也不会杀害我们。
And so when Moses said, show me your glory,
所以当摩西说求你将你的荣耀给我看。
He says, I cannot show you all of my glory, but I can show you who I am.
他说我不能够把我一切的荣耀显给你，但我可以让你看到一点。
And so we see there in chapter 34,
我们看到在34章
that God tells Moses to go once again up onto the mountain.
神叫摩西再一次去到山上。
And God said, when you go up onto the mountain, I will show myself to you.
神跟他说，你来到山上，我要将我自己显示给你。
And it says in verse 6, the Lord passed by in front of him and said, Jehovah, Jehovah Elohim,compassionate and gracious, slow to anger, and abounding in loving kindness and truth.
第六节，耶和华在他面前宣告说，耶和华，耶和华是有怜悯、有恩典的神，不轻易发怒，并有丰盛的慈爱和诚实。
But as Jehovah passed by, these were not just words.
当耶和华在他面前经过，不只是一些的字句。
These were not just theological phrases.
这不是一些神学上的一些的词句。
These were personal words.
这是那一个很个人性的那一个字。
It's as if he said, Moses, I am Jehovah. I am compassionate to you.
就如同神向摩西说，摩西，我是耶和华神，我是满有恩典。
I am gracious to you.
我是向你满有怜悯。
I am slow to anger to you.
我是向你不轻易发怒。
I'm full of loving kindness and truth to you.
我向着你说有丰盛的慈爱和诚实。
Isn't this the same revelation that we receive when we draw near to our Lord Jesus?
当我们接近神的时候，这岂不是我们所领受的启示？
Sometimes we draw near in fear because we're so unworthy.
我们很多时候来到神面前，我们带着恐惧，因为我们不配。
But desiring to know him, we come before his face.
但是我们愿意认识他，就来到他的面光中。
And he reveals to us very personally.
他向我们启示他的自己，是那种很亲密个人性的。
He is full of compassion and great mercy.
他是满有怜悯，满有恩典。
And so if we can come into this new year, 2005,
当我们来到新的一年2005年，
May it be a year profitable to us because we come to know the living God.
愿意这一年对我们都有益处，因为我们认识那永活的神。
Show me thy ways that I may know you.
将你的道指示我，好叫我认识你。
Now, why are his ways difficult for us to see?
为什么他的道叫我们不容易看见？
After all, we have very good minds.
我们的思想是很不错的。
But our minds have a difficult time understanding the ways of God.
但我们的思想却不能够去认识神的道路。
And if our minds are not renewed, there's no way we can understand God.
如果我们的心思若不经过更新，我们没有办法认识神。
But even the renewed mind can barely understand God.
即使那更新过的心思，也只能稍微的明白神。
And so we come against this amazing reality in the scriptures.
所以我们来到圣经里面那奇妙的实际的里面。
Namely, that God's ways are higher than man's ways.
乃是神的路高过人的路。
Let's look at that scripture in Isaiah chapter 55.
我们来看看以赛亚书55章。
The declaration is made, my ways are higher than man's ways.
在那里宣告说我的路高过人的路。
We'll read from verse 8.
我们第八节来看。
My thoughts are not your thoughts, nor are your ways my ways, declares the Lord.
耶和华说，我的意念非同你们的意念，我的道路非同你们的道路。
For as the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts.
天怎样高过地，照样我的道路高过你们的道路，我的意念高过你们的意念。
For as the rain and the snow come down from heaven, and do not return there without watering the earth, and making it bare and sprout, and furnishing seed to the sower and bread to the eater, so will my word be which goes forth from my mouth. It will not return to me empty without accomplishing all that I desire, without succeeding in the matter for which I sent it.
第十节，雨雪从天而降。并不返回，却滋润地土，使地上发芽结实，使撒种的有种，使要吃的有粮。我口所出的话也必如此，绝不突然返回，却要成就我所喜悦的，在我发他去成就的事上。
Last night we saw that God desires to be known by man.
我们昨天晚上讲到，神愿意人能够认识他。
And so he performs acts of power and of mercy to reveal himself.
所以他就成就他的大能，他的怜悯的功。
And when he performs these acts, he looks for those men who want to look beyond the acts to see his ways.
当他动他这样功的时候，他寻找人能够越过那个神工作的表面。
And then again, to those who look just beyond his ways, his principles, to discover him.
能够越过他的路，他的原则，能够认识他。
God's greatest revelation greatest act, greatest way, was when he sent his son, the Lord Jesus Christ, to this earth.
神最大的工作，最大的启示，最大的道路，就是把他的爱子主耶稣基督差遣到地上。
The Gospel of John declares this perfectly.
约翰福音把这个形容的最好。
God's ways are so much higher than man's that even Israel could not understand his ways.
神的道路是这样高过人的道路，就是以色列民也不明白这个道路。
And so in a great act of mercy, the Son of God was born into human flesh.
所以在这极大的怜悯的里面，神的儿子就道成肉身。
And when he began to minister in Galilee,
他在加利利行走传道的时候,
now what did he do?
他做什么?
He performed acts, miracles.
他就行神迹做事。
Sometimes miracles of teaching, sometimes miracles of help.
他有的时候是教导，有的时候是帮助。
But we learn especially from the Gospel of John,
但我们从约翰福音的里面认识到,
that these acts are only signs.
他所做的这些功都是一些的预表。
They're signs pointing to something.
这些的预表就指明了一件事。
They're signs pointing to a way.
这些的预表就指明了那条路。
And God drew to himself those men who saw those miracles, but looked beyond the miracles to see Jesus.
神就吸引人来看到这些的神迹，也越过这个神迹的里面看见主耶稣。
So what is Jesus' name in the Gospel of John?
所以在约翰福音的里面，耶稣这个名字是什么？
When he declares it, he says, "My name is I am."
所以当他宣告的时候，他说，我是。
So when he fed the multitude, some people saw the act of the miracle of the loaves.
所以当他喂养这些百姓的时候，很多的人只是看到这些五饼二鱼的表面。
But only some people saw that Jesus was the bread come down from heaven.
但只有少数的人看到那是天上来的粮。
Most of them saw Jesus as a heavenly baker to give them food.
多数的人只是看到他是天上来的供应粮食的。
But some looked past the miracle and saw the I am behind the miracle.
有一些人越过这些神迹，看到耶稣的所事。
This has always been God's plan for people.
这是神向着人所存的意念。
But God's ways are high.
但是他的道路高,
God's ways are heavenly.
他的道路是属天的。
And as we come to the end of this year, we as believers need to start to look beyond just what we experience on this earth to the heavenly way.
当我们来到一年的末了，我们这些属于神的人，要在神在一年里面的作为的里面，越过这些表面的事情。
And so we have read in Isaiah here, "My ways are higher than your ways."
所以在以赛亚书的里面，我们读到我的道路高过你们的道路。
Now there is an amazing story in itself how Isaiah came to see the higher ways.
在这里有一个很美好的故事，以赛亚怎样看到神的道路高过人的道路。
Many Bible scholars say that Isaiah is the highest level of revelation in the Old Testament.
很多读圣经的学者都说以赛亚是在旧约的里面所得的启示最高的。
Specifically Isaiah chapter 53.
特别在以赛亚书53章。
This is the clearest statement of Jesus coming as the suffering servant to die on our behalf.
这是最清楚的指明到主耶稣来到地上作为一个奴仆受苦而受死。
But the book of Isaiah is filled with so many high understandings of God.
但是在以赛亚书的里面，对于神的认识有许多很高的启示。
There he was one day, just like you and I, worshiping in the house of God.
有一天，他就像你跟我一样，在神的殿中在敬拜神。
And suddenly he saw this vision of a holy God.
忽然见到这一位荣耀的神。
And God called him by grace and said, Who shall I send? Who will go for me?
神就向他说，我能差遣谁呢？我能够派谁去呢？
Isaiah said, Here am I, send me.
以赛亚说，我在这里，差遣我。
Now, brothers and sisters, if we want to understand God in His higher ways, we have to respond to His calling to us.
所以弟兄姊妹，我们要能够认识神，认识他那更高的道路，我们必须对于神有一个回应。
And so Isaiah began to pursue the Lord.
所以以赛亚就在那里追求主。
And his priesthood, transmuted into a prophetic ministry.
所以他那一个祭司的服事就进入先知的的服事。
Now there's a lesson for us.
在这里对我们有一个功课。
We begin as priests in the house of God worshiping in a living way.
我们是在神的家中做祭司，在那一个又新又活的敬拜的里面。
But the Lord wants a prophetic interpretation of His ways.
但是神要那一个先知对于神那一个新的他的道路一个新的领会。
And so out of His worshippers, He calls those who see His way.
所以在那些敬拜他的人的中间，他也呼召他们能够看见他的道路。
Our brother Jonathan shared some amazing things this afternoon.
我们下午的时候，我们的弟兄，他交通了许多奇妙的事情。
Now many brothers and sisters were living there in China, going through all of that revolution.
许多的弟兄姊妹经历那一个年代，经历了这些不同的运动。
But how many were able to see God's ways as He raised those mountains and pushed them out of the way?
有多少的人看见那神神的作为把那山都移去？
Oh, how brothers and sisters in China need to hear of God's ways.
在中国的弟兄姊妹和他们何等的需要听到神的道路？
They see His miracles there right now.
他们看见神所显出的神迹。
They see His saving power right now.
他们就如今能够看到神那拯救的权利。
But still, to go higher and see His way.
但还要去到更高之处看到神的道路。
Isaiah became a pursuer of God.
所以以赛亚就在那里追求神。
It's really a most amazing book, isn't it, Isaiah?
以赛亚书是何等奇妙的一卷书。
The 39 chapters begin with judgments upon Judah and Israel and the surrounding nations for their unfaithfulness.
这39章的里面，从犹大、以色列还有周围的所受的审判。
And then it's as if God shifts gears and drives Isaiah up into the highways of God in chapter 40.
到了40章的时候就看到神忽然把以赛亚提升到那一个属天的道路上。
Oh, the tremendous revelation in Isaiah chapter 40 through 66.
所以从40章一直到66章那一个极大的启示。
God reveals Himself as the creator and owner of all of the children of Israel.
神启示他是那一个创造者，是那以色列全民的主宰。
He says to Israel, I have created you, O Jacob, and called you by your name, you are mine.
他向以色列民说，雅各是我造你的，你是属于我的。
Then he shares his plan for redeeming them.
他又启示他那一个救赎的计划。
Isaiah sees in this heavenly place that there's a man named Cyrus who would come to bring the children of Israel back to their land.
以赛亚又看到这一个极大的启示，要把以色列民从拯救出来的。
Isaiah reveals from this heavenly perspective that there would be not all Israel, but a remnant of Israel.
以赛亚又看到不但是以色列民，乃是以色列中的移民。
And of course, Isaiah showed in many places that there was coming the Messiah to Israel.
在许多的地方，以赛亚又看到那一个再来要来的那个弥赛亚。
In other words, Isaiah saw a sweep of God's eternal purpose.
也就是以赛亚看到神那一个永远旨意的很多的方面。
So tonight we just want to emphasize this matter. God's ways are high, and it takes spiritual wisdom to understand His ways.
所以晚上我们就是要交通神的道路是这样的高超啊，需要有那一个特别的属灵的智慧来明白。
Brothers, sisters, do you have such spiritual vision?
弟兄姊妹，你有没有这一个属灵的意象？
Have you seen God's eternal purpose?
你有没有看到神的永远的旨意？
Do you stand with Isaiah on the heavenly mountain, perceiving what is going to happen in the near future?
你有没有跟以赛亚一样站在那一个高山上，看到那要将来的？
Oh, God's ways are so high.
神的路实在是高。
Our brother shared regarding something that Job said. I'd like for us to look in Job chapter 26 just for a moment.
弟兄交通到约伯所讲的话，我们看一看约伯记第二十六章。
In Job chapter 26, Job is responding to one of his friends.
在约伯的第二十六章的里面，约伯回答他的朋友。
And Job is telling his friend about God and his ways of creation and his ways of judgments.
约伯就告诉他的朋友神的创造还有神的审判。
Notice verse 13.
我们看十三节。
By his breath the heavens are cleared. His hand has pierced the fleeing serpent.
26章第十三节，借他的灵使天有装饰，他的手刺杀快蛇。
And then he says, Job says, Behold, these are just the fringes of his ways, the shadows of his ways.
然后约伯又说，看啊，这不过是神工作的些微，只是神工作的一点的影子。
You know, the Lord was doing such a high thing.In Job's life, who could understand?
神在约伯身上所做的工，有谁能明白呢？
His friends only had earthly religious wisdom and completely misinterpreted what God was doing.
他的朋友只有那属地的那一个宗教的知识，所以完全的领会错误了。
Job himself did not know what God was doing.
所以约伯本人他也不能我明白神的作为。
He didn't know there was a great contest going on between Satan and God over his person.
他没有看到在那里撒旦与神的那一个争执就在他这个人的身上。
But Job had some wisdom.
但是约伯他有这个智慧。
He says, I can only see the fringe of his way.
他我只能看到神工作的些微。
But that which I see, I hold on to.
但是我所看见的我持守。
He was going through a dark tunnel and he didn't understand the ways of God.
他经过一个黑暗的隧道，他没有不能够看到神的手。
But he held on and waited.
他就持定着他等待。
In such a way that James says in the New Testament, behold the patience of Job.
所以在雅各书新约的里面就说约伯的忍耐。
Job didn't understand his ways, but held on to the fringes of his ways.
约伯不明白神的道路，但是他抓住他稍微明白的一点。
And when it came to the end,
来到末了的时候，
Job saw God himself.
他就看到神自己。
He went from the act through the ways to know God himself.
他从神的作为看到神透过神这样看到神的道路就遇见神自己。
God's ways are so high, how can we understand them?
神的道路是这样的高，我们怎么能够明白？
Sometimes he reveals to us just the fringe of his ways.
很多时候他只是把他的作为稍微的给我们看一点。
And even that is glorious to behold.
即使也是一个非常荣耀的事情。
His ways are higher.
他的道路高过我们的道路。
And yet here is the paradox of our God.
但是在这里有着这样的一个矛盾。
His thoughts are higher, his ways are higher.
他的意念是高的，他的道路是高的。
And yet, he wants to reveal his ways to us.
但是他乐意把他的道路启示给我们。
Now there is no way we could ever understand his ways with our unaided mind.
在我们那一个天然的意念的里面，我们没有办法来明白神的道路。
Paul said to the Corinthians, God reveals his wisdom, but it's in a mystery to the natural mind.
保罗在向着哥林多所讲的时候，当神把他的智慧启示出来的时候，人不能够明白。
Unless the Holy Spirit reveals his ways, they're so far above us we cannot understand.
除非圣灵把神的路启示给我们，这实在超过我们的领会，我们没有办法明白。
And yet God wants to reveal his ways.
但是神乐意把他的道路启示给我们。
How many of us have been helped by Jeremiah chapter 29?
多少人受在耶利米书29章受了帮助？
Let's turn to Jeremiah chapter 29.
我们看耶利米29章。
What a wonderful passage of God's desire.
我们看到神的心意。
Do you know God's ways?
你知道神的道路吗？
Here we read in verse 10.
我们读第十节,
Thus says the Lord, When 70 years have been completed for Babylon, I will visit you and fulfill my good word to you and bring you back to this place.
耶和华如此说,为巴比伦所定的70年满了以后,我要眷顾你们,向你们成就我的恩言,使你们仍回此地。
For I know the plans that I have for you, declares the Lord. Plans for welfare and not for calamity, to give you a future and the hope.
耶和华说,我知道我向你们所怀的意念是赐平安的意念,不是降灾祸的意念,要叫你们末后有指望。
And then you will call upon me and come and pray to me, and I will listen to you.
你们要呼求我,祷告我,我就应允你们。
You will seek me and find me. When you search for me with all your heart,
你们寻求我,若专心寻求我,就必寻见。
And I will be found by you, declares the Lord.
耶和华说,我必被你们寻见。
And I will restore your fortunes, and will gather you from all the nations and from all the places where I have driven you, declares the Lord. And I will bring you back to the place from where I sent you into exile.
耶和华说,我必被你们寻见,我也必使你们被掳的人归回,将你们从各国中和我所赶你们到的各处招聚的来,又将你们带回来。Here
we have an exposing of God's heart.
在这里把神的心意向我们解开。This
is a most amazing statement of grace. I will be found by you.
这是神说,
Now this places the discovery of God not upon our cleverness, but upon His willingness to be found.
这一个寻见不是靠着我们的聪明，乃是他乐意启示给我们。
Now I have four grandchildren in North Carolina. They like to play hide and seek.
我在北卡州有四个孙儿孙女，他们愿意躲迷藏。
And of course, when they hide, they don't want to be found.
当然他们躲起来，当然不希望被找到。They
keep discovering new places to hide in the house.
他们在房子里面就不断地找着一些新的地方躲着。But
don't you know God's heart?
但是你明白神的心吗?
He says, let's play hide and seek.
神跟你说,我们来躲迷藏。He
says, count to 10.
数到十,
and open your eyes.
你打开你的眼睛,
you open your eyes.
你打开你的眼睛,
and he's standing behind the couch.
他就站在那个沙发后面。
Of course you see him.
你当然看见他。
You say, I see you, I see you.
你说,我看到你了,我看到你了。
He says, oh, good for you, good for you.
他说,你真好。
My ways are higher than your ways.
我的道路高过你的道路。
But I have plans for you.
但我向你有计划。
Plans that give you a future and a hope.
我给你一个计划是叫你有指望的。
But I need one thing from you.
但我需要从你身上有一个要求。Young
people, I want you to listen.
年轻人,我希望你听好。
I need one thing from you.
我只需要一件事。
I want you to search for me with all your heart.
我要你全心的来寻求我。
Now that's my only requirement.
这就是我唯一的要求。
Do you want to know my ways?
你要认识我的道路吗？
Then you start searching.
你就开始寻找。
When you seek for me, you will find me.
当你寻找我，你必寻见。
I don't know why so many Christians are not pursuing God.
我不知道为什么多少的基督徒不愿意在那里追求神。
Actually, I do know why.
当然我是知道的。
Because we have flunked the test of God's blessings.
因为我们对于神的祝福，我们失败了。
We're so busy using our blessings.
我们忙碌地使用这些祝福。
We don't have time to seek after the one who gave us the blessings.
我们就没有时间去寻求那一个赐福给我们的那一位。
Don't you know, every blessing is a test.
你岂不知道每一个祝福都是一个试验。
He wants to see, just like a child who receives some gift for his birthday.
他要我们像一个孩子收到一个生日礼物。
Now I have a granddaughter. Excuse me, please. I must boast on my children, my grandchildren.
我有一个小孙女，请大家原谅我，我当然都要讲我孙子孙女的事。
Now I have a four-year-old granddaughter named Sarah.
我有一位四岁的孙女，她名字叫Sarah.
Now she knows the direct way to Grandpa's heart.
他知道怎样来到这个祖父的那个心。
Now I give her a little gift.
我给她一个小礼物。
She opens it up.
她把它打开了。
No matter what it is.
不管是什么。
She goes,
她就很惊讶的样子。
Then she drops the gift and runs to me with her arms open for a hug.
她就把她的礼物丢下来，就跑到我跟前给我抱一抱。
She passed the test.
他成功了。
And what if she started playing with this thing and didn't even notice I was there?
如果他就在那里玩那个玩具，都不知道我在那里。
At the end of this year, lay down your blessings.
来到一年的末了，把我们的祝福都放下。
And fall into the arms of the God of all blessing.
我们来到那赐恩的主的怀里。
I will be found by you.
我必被你们寻见。
He wants to be known in this year.
他在这一年的里面，他愿意我们认识他。
And the closer we come to the end times, the more you must know him in order to pursue on.
在这末世的日子的里面，我们必须认识他，我们才能够继续的追求。
Now listen carefully to Moses' prayer.
我们很仔细的来听摩西的祷告。
If I have found favor in thy sight,
我若在你眼前蒙恩
show me thy ways,
将你的道指示我
that I may know thee,
好叫我认识你
that I may find favor in thy sight,
好在你眼前蒙恩
The first favor is an act of grace.
在头一个蒙恩乃是
God was gracious to Moses.
乃是神的恩典，神向摩西施恩
But the second favor is a reward.
但第二个蒙恩乃是一个赏赐。
Because of Moses' response and pursuit of God, that God would look upon him favorably.
乃是因为摩西向着神有这样的一个反应，这样的寻求神，神就这样的赏赐他。
So God is doing great acts in these days.
所以今天神做了许多大功。
It's only bait.
这只是一些的饵。
Will you take the bait?
你愿不愿意抓住这个?
And then crawl up the line until you find the one who put the bait?
然后跟着这根线爬过去那一个放饵的去到那个放饵的那。
He shows himself kind to us in many, many ways.
他在各种各样的方式的里面向我们施慈爱。
So that we might pursue him.
好叫我们来追求他。
This is the end of our search.
这是在我们那追寻的的结局。
Last night we spoke of God's need for those with a prophetic understanding of His ways in the last days.
昨天晚上我们交通到在这末世的里面，我们需要有这样的一个先知的灵来明白神的道路。
But tonight, as we speak about His higher ways, there's another ministry that lays before us.
但是今天当我们将交通到了更高的道路的时候，那就有一个更深一层的领会。
There's a ministry that goes beyond just prophetic understanding of His way.
这一个更高的服事，就比那昨天晚上交通的那更高。
When God reveals His high ways to us,
当神把他那更高的道路启示给我们。
He reveals it in order that we might intercede.
他叫我们能够代求。
How the Lord is looking for intercessors in these final days.
神在这一个末了的日子的里面来等候寻找那代求的人。
Do you know this is the crying need in this day?
你知道这是今天的那一个极大的需要的呼求。
All of us to be intercessors for those lost ones that we know, that they may find Christ.
我们每一位都是那些我们所认识那些失丧的灵魂，为他们代求，好叫他们能够找到基督。And
each of us intercessors in that area that God calls us.
我们每一位都在神呼召我们的那一岗位上代求。
In the Old Testament, which is the book that talks about God looking for intercessors?
在旧约的里面，哪一卷书讲到神寻找那一个代求者？
Isaiah.
以赛亚。
Yes. Just look at one verse in Isaiah chapter 59.
我们来看一看以赛亚书59章。
How the Lord looks for intercessors.
神在那里寻找那代求的人。
Chapter 59, verse 16.
以赛亚书59章16节.
And God saw that there was no man, and was astonished that there was no one to intercede. Then his own arm brought salvation to him, and his righteousness upheld him.
那是耶和华看见没有公平，甚不喜悦。他见无人拯救，无人代求，甚为诧异，就用自己的膀臂被施行拯救。
Now
we need those with prophetic understanding. 我们需要有那一个先知的领会。
Okay, I have a little quiz.
在这里考一考大家。
Now, for the young people here.
对年轻人。
Now, I know some of you are over 40 years old. You still think you're young people.
那些过了40岁的你们还是年轻人。
But I mean the real young people.
但是真正的年轻人。
Now, what tribe in Israel was known for its prophetic understanding of the times?
在以色列的支派的里面，哪一个支派是那一个有先知的执事？
Which tribe?
是哪一个支派？
Judah?
犹大吗？
Levi?
利未吗?
Well, now they should, because they're priests.
他们是做祭司的，他们应当如此。But
no.
但不是。It
was the tribe of Issachar.
是以撒迦。They
understood the times.
他们明白那个时代。Everybody
else is just going through the times, but Issachar had prophetic understanding to the times.
那其他的支派只是过他们的那一个日子，然后只有以撒迦支派明白这一个。Now
I know most of you young people got that answer. I just was checking it out.
我知道你们年轻人都懂这个，我只是试一试。But
you see, somebody with prophetic vision can see his ways through his acts.
那有那个先知的执事的，就能够从神的作为的里面看到神的道路。We
call them see-throughers.
他们能够看得透。They
see the act and they see through the act to his ways.
他们看到那个作为，能够透过这些作为看到那条路。But
intercession is something higher.
但那个代求的比这更高。It
sees through the ways to him.
能够透过这个道路看到他。Oh,
how we need what John calls the fathers, who know him who is from the beginning.
我们何等需要那约翰所称为的父老，从起初就认识他。
You remember that?
你记得。
John says, "I write to you, fathers."
约翰说，父老，我写给你们。
What is the special gift of the fathers?
那父老他们特别的恩赐是什么
？They know him.
他们认识他。
Oh, how much we need to know him.
多少我们何等需要认识他。
We gain a knowledge of him through intercession.
我们能够透过代求能够认识他。
Intercession sees the acts and sees through to the ways of God.
那代求能够看到神的作为能够透过看这样看到他。
And then the intercessor stands for God's way in the gap.
然后代求者就在神的路上来补满那一个缺欠。
Because he knows God will be faithful.
因为他知道神是信实的。
You cannot intercede if you don't know him.
你不认识他，你就不能代求。
You cannot intercede if you don't know his way.
你不认识他的道路，你就不能代求。
We sometimes make intercession a very low ministry.
我们有的时候把代求作为很低的一个服事。
We think it means just to pray for somebody.
我们以为只是为人祷告。
Our brother Godwin told a story on himself about counseling this married couple.
我们孙弟兄跟我们讲到他怎样辅导这一对夫妇。
Now we all feel like we're interceding when we're praying for a husband and a wife not to fight each other.
我们如果为一对夫妇叫他们不要彼此争吵，我们觉得这是我们的代求。
But we're not really interceding, as our brother shared, until we understand what's behind the problem.
正如我们弟兄所交通的，如果我们没有看到那真正的问题的所在，我们就没有办法代求。
When you look at the great men of the Old Testament and the New, they were intercessors because they saw God behind the ways, behind the act.
我们看到在旧约、新约那一些属神的伟人，他们能够做代求者，乃是他们能够看过神的作为，也透过神的路。
An intercessor is a negotiator. They're standing in the gap.
那一个代求者就在站在那一个缺口的地方来办交易。
But you're not standing on the side of the husband, nor are you standing on the side of the wife.
你不是站在丈夫这一边，你也不是站在妻子这一边。
You're standing on the Lord's side.
你是站在主那一边。
For His will to be done in the situation.
要叫他的旨意在这个情况下能够成就。
We remember the great intercessors of history.
我们知道在历史上那一些伟大的代求者。
You remember when Abraham interceded for Sodom and Gomorrah?
你知道亚伯拉罕为索多玛、俄摩拉代求。
He was carrying on negotiations with the Lord.
他与主在那里办交涉。
Now suppose there's 50 righteous men.
如果有五十位义人。
What if there's only 45?
或者只有45。
He eventually negotiated God down to 10 righteous men.
他最后与神减少到十位。
Now you might say that you think Abraham was a good Jewish trader.
你或者说亚伯拉罕是一个很好的犹太人。
Or I understand even better than Jewish, a Wen Chinese, a trader doing business.
或者在这一个生意上这个讨价还价的，可能中国人还更厉害。
But you know, actually, Abraham was standing on the side of God's righteousness.
但是你知道亚伯拉罕是站在神的公义这一边。
You know what he said?
他怎么说
?Surely you are righteous.
他说你是公义的。
You would not consume the righteous with the wicked.
你不会将义人与恶人一同的毁坏。
Therefore, if there's 50 men, will you spare the city?
所以如果有五十位义人，你会毁灭这城吗？
Now you see, if Abraham did not know God's righteous, just ways, he could never have intercededed.For Sodom and Gomorrah.
如果亚伯拉罕不明白神的公义、神的道路，他没有办法为索多玛、俄摩拉来代求。
And of course, right here in Exodus, as we're looking at Moses, he was an intercessor for Israel.
在出埃及记的里面，我们看到摩西为以色列民来代求。
You remember God said, "I'm going to wipe out the nation."
记得神说我要把这个 整个民都毁灭。
But Moses interceded.
但是摩西为他们代求。
How did he intercede?
他怎样代求？
It's because he stood with God for his reputation.
他是为着神的名站在神的名这一面。
He said, God, if you destroy these people,
他说如果你把 这些民杀害
then the nations around will say, God could not take care of his own people.
这样周围的国就要说神不能够眷顾他的百姓。
And what about your promise to Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob?
你像亚伯拉罕、以撒、雅各的应许又怎样？
And God says, you're right.
神说
I can't destroy these people.
神说你对我不能杀害这些百姓。
But you see, Moses knew God.
因为摩西认识神。
And so it is with the others, with Isaiah or with Daniel.
就同样的以赛亚、但以理都是如此。
When he prayed for Israel's return from Babylon.
当他们为着以色列能够从巴比伦归回。
It's because he found it in the word of God, the promise of the return after 70 years.
因为他们在神的话语的里面找到那个应许七十年后他们必要归回。
So he came to that God who rules from the heavens and said, Oh God, do according to your promise.
所以他们就找到那一位神在天上掌权的愿你的应许成就。
Many of us are interceding for things, but we don't know on what terms we can come to God.
很多时候我们为人代求但是我们却不懂得怎样来到神的面前。
But those who will pursue God,
但是那些追求神的人
they come to understand his ways,
他们能够明白他的道路
and they come to see him through his ways,
他们透过他的道路能够认识他
these ones can intercede,
这些人就能够代求。
What are God's highways?
神的道路是什么呢?
Let's go back to Isaiah 55.
我们回到以赛亚书55章。
Just look for a moment.
我们来稍微的看一下。
This whole chapter has to do with God's ways that are higher than man's.
这整章的里面就是讲到神的道路高过人的道路。
Listen to verses 1 and 2.
我们来看第一节跟第二节。
Ho, everyone that thirsts, come to the waters.And you who have no money, come buy and eat. Come buy wine and milk without money and without cost. Why do you spend your money for what is not bread, and your wages for what does not satisfy?
你们一切干渴的都当就近水来，没有银钱的也可以来。你们都来买了吃，不用银钱，不用价值，也来买酒和奶。你们为何花钱买那不足为食物的，用劳碌得来的买那不使人饱足的呢？
Look at God's highways. What are they?
你看神的道路是什么？
His ways are grace.
他的道路乃是恩典。
You know, the Jews thought they had to do this and do that and do this and do that.
你知道犹太人认为他们要做这样做那样做这样做那样。
But look what the high God speaks to them.
但是看神怎样向他们说话。
You don't have any money to buy righteousness.
你没有任何的银钱可以买公义。
But are you thirsty?
但你干渴吗？
Come to me, I will give you righteousness through faith.
你来就近我，透过你的信心，我将公义给你。
Oh, these are the highways of God.
这是神的道路。
And then further on.
接着
beginning in the second half of chapter verse 2.
第二节下半段。
Listen carefully to me. Eat what is good. Delight yourself in abundance. Incline your ear and come to me. Listen that you may live. And I'll make an everlasting covenant with you.
你们要留意听我的话，就能吃那美物，得享肥甘，心中喜乐。你们当就近我来，侧耳而听，就必得活。我必与你们立永约。
Here's a second secret of his highways.
这是神的道路的第二个秘诀。
First, his ways are full of grace.
头一个就是他的道路都是满着恩典。
But secondly, you need to heed his word and listen carefully because it's a way of life and blessing for you.
你要留意的听遵行他的话，这才是得蒙福的根据。
Listen carefully to me.
留意听我的话。
Oh, how many times I've felt the deadness of not listening carefully to God's word when he was speaking.
多少的时候当神说话因为没有留意的听 就经历那极大的死亡。
And then we learn something more about his highways in verse 6.
到了第六节我们又认识到神的道路。
Seek the Lord while he may be found and call upon him while he is near. Let the wicked forsake his way and the unrighteous man his thoughts and let him return to the Lord and he will have compassion on him and to our God and he will abundantly pardon.
当在耶和华可寻找的时候寻找他相近的时候求告他恶人当离弃自己的道路不义的人当除掉自己的意念归向耶和华耶和华就必连续他当归向我们的神因为神必广行赦免。
Here's the third secret of his highways. There's a timing with God.
这是神的道路的第三个秘诀乃是有时间性的。
Seek the Lord while he may be found. Call upon him while he is near.
趁耶和华可寻找的时候寻找他相近的时候求告他。
There is a time for us to humble ourselves, to repent of our wickedness, and it's when His grace is upon us.
当神的恩典临到我们的时候，我们要悔改我们的恶行，我们要悔改，我们来寻求神。
You know, there's a carelessness about Christians who think they can do business with God at any time.
你知道基督徒有这样的一个错误。认为我们无论什么时候都能够来寻求神。
But brothers and sisters, the Spirit comes and goes. And while He is in your midst and working upon you, that's the time to humble yourself and turn and seek the living God.
但是圣灵他来到的时候就要趁着他近的时候来求告他来寻求他。
Timing is crucial in the wisdom of God.
在神的智慧的里面时间是非常重要的。
But then, of course, the main thing that he speaks about, you notice beginning in verse 8 here, he talks about his thoughts and his ways being so much higher.
到了第八节开始，他讲到他的道路何等的高超。
And then he shares the highest thought of this chapter.
他就把那最高的指示出来。
It begins in verse 11.
就十一节那里。
And basically, here it is.
就是这样的说。
When God sends out His word, He will do what He says.
当神说了话，他必成就他所说的。
God releases His word on earth.
当神把他的话释放到地上。
And the will of God is done in heaven.
神的旨意就在天上成就。
Just like the rain comes down.
就好像雨水降下。
When God releases His word,
当神把他的话释放出来，
it begins a process that will accomplish its purpose.
就开始了，就要他的旨意就必成就。
That's why, brothers and sisters, it's so important when we hear His living word to grab hold of that word and be drawn by that word right through the fulfillment of what He said.
所以弟兄姊妹这是何等的重要当我们听见神的话我们就抓住神的话持定直到他话语的成就。
Is His word always upon us?
他的话是不是常与我们同在
No.
不是的。
Of course, we always have the scriptures to read.
当然我们常有圣经来读。
But sometimes He is speaking to us in a special way.
很多时候他用一个特别的方法向我们说
话。And usually when he's speaking to us, it's a way that is impossible.
当他向我们说话的时候是那一个不可能的方式。
Now sometimes I think you think, when a speaker is speaking up here, that we exaggerate a lot.
有的时候你们看讲员在这里说你觉得我们有 有一点过分。
So maybe you thought Jonathan was exaggerating a little bit this afternoon.
或者你觉得彭弟兄下午可能他夸张了一点。
When he said he really had no burden for the Chinese because they were all communists.
他说他对在中国的中国人他一点负担没有，因为他们都是共产党员。
And then he began to feel God's call.
然后他就有了神的呼召。
So every time he flew over China, he was crying.
所以每一次他飞到中国去的时候，他就流泪哭泣。
Maybe you think, oh, how these preachers exaggerate.
你要说这些讲员，他们都是在那里讲夸张的话。
No, but you see, the word of God was upon our brother.
但是你知道，神的话临到我们的弟兄。
And the Lord was looking for an intercessor.
神在那里寻找那一个代求者。
But of course, our brother thought this is impossible.This is impossible. How could one man, all these millions of people, it's impossible.
但是我们的弟兄想到这怎么可能？我这一个人，这千千万万的。
When God sends His word to you,
但是当神把他的话送给你的时候
，When God calls you,
当神呼召你的时候
，It's always impossible.
这总是不可能的。
No wonder you have a reaction.
所以你当然有这样的反应。
Everyone who hears God's call has a reaction.
每一个听到神呼召的都有这样的反应。
Can you imagine poor Isaiah?
你想象一下以赛亚。
He says, "Here I am, send me."
他说我在这里，差遣我。
Then the Lord says, "Okay, Isaiah, here's what I'm going to do."
所以神就跟以赛亚说，我要这样做。
First, I want to send you to a people that will not listen when you speak.
我要将你差到那个民众那，你向他们说话，他们不听你。
Isaiah must have said impossible.
这不可能啊。
What good is it to speak?
那我这样向他们说话有什么用呢？
Only the Lord knows His ways.
只有主知道他的道路。
We just have to obey.
我们只要顺服。
Oh, His ways are so high.
他的道路是何等的高。
And what we learn from this simple lesson,
我们在这一个很简单的功课的里面
is how Moses came to see God's highway.
就看到摩西怎样看到神的道路。
How did he come into God's highways up on that mountaintop?
他在那山上，他如何看到神的那高超的道路？
Now we know one thing. He met the living God.
我们知道他遇见那永活的神。
Now how do I know that?
我们怎么知道？
Because his reputation is he was the humblest man on earth.
因为他是在他比众人都谦和。
He had been face to face with God.
他与神面对面的相会。
But how did he come to see God's highways?
他怎样能够看到神的道路？
When did that start?
是什么时候开始的？
We remember from Exodus 33, he says, "If I have received favor."
我们刚才读到他说，我若在你面前蒙恩。
In other words, he already had received God's favor.
也就是说他已经领受了神的恩典。
And so we know you can never see his ways if you have not received his grace.
你若没有领受他的恩典，你没有办法见到神的路。
But now we must ask Moses, when did Moses receive the grace of God?
我们来想一想，摩西什么时候领受了神的恩典？
What's your theory?
你的理论是怎么说？
On mommy's knee?You remember his mommy put him on her knee.
你是不是他母亲的膝头？
When he was a little boy, told him stories about the children of Israel.
在他做孩童的时候，他就告诉以色列民的故事。
About Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob.
亚伯拉罕、以撒、雅各。
Do you think this is when he was touched by the grace of God?
你想是不是在这个时候他被神的恩典摸着了？
I don't know.
Well,
how about the time he killed the Egyptian? Do you think he did that by the grace of God?
你想当他杀害那一个埃及人的时候，是不是靠着神的恩典呢？
No, I don't think so.
我想也不是的。
Do you think it's the 40 years he spent in the wilderness just watching the sheep?
你想是不是在四十年的旷野在牧羊的时候呢？
Well, we don't know the secret moving of God.
我们不知道神的那一个神那个隐藏的的运行。
But one thing we do know when he was touched by the grace of God.
但是有一件事情我们知道，当神的恩典摸到他的时候。
When he was 80 years old.
当他八十岁了。
Now when you're 80 years old, you're no good.
你八十岁了，你就没有用了。
Now, there's a tribe out in the islands in the Pacific. And when somebody becomes 80 years old, they walk him down a path and throw a coconut on his head and kill him.
太平洋一个海岛上，有一个部落的人到了80岁，到一个树下就把一个椰子打下来，把它打死。
Moses was all ready for the coconut.
摩西已经可以接受这一个椰子了。And
then God's grace touched him at the burning bush.
神在那一个燃烧的荆棘的里面与他相会。
How do we know he was touched right then?
我们怎么知道他被摸着了?
Because he saw a revelation.
因为他看到一个启示。
What's the revelation?
这个启示是什么?
Well, first of all, he saw himself. He was the worthless bush.
他是一个无用的荆棘。
That's me, the old 80-year-old bush.
我这个80岁的无用的荆棘。
No good to anything, just belongs in the desert.
这一点用都没有，就在沙漠的里面。
But then he saw the fire of God upon the burning bush.
他看到神的火临到这个荆棘。
But the bush wasn't burned up.
但是荆棘没有烧毁。
And God called Moses right then.
然后神呼召摩西就在那里。
Moses, I have a high purpose for you.
摩西，我有一个更高的旨意。
It's time to forget about yourself and stand in the gap for all the children of Israel down in Egypt.
我向你有这样一个旨意，把你自己忘记，你要站在那一个缺口上，为着全以色列民。
You're 80 years old.
你是80岁了。
You're just a bush.
你只是一个荆棘。
But I am.
我是那自由拥有的神。
I am limitless.
我是无限的。
And I am going with you down there.
我与你同去。
Now Moses began pursuing the Lord at 80 years old.
所以摩西在80岁的时候寻求神。
So now maybe there's somebody here who's 80 years old. Now that should be good news.
所以在座的如果有80岁的，这是对你们来讲是好消息。
Moses began to pursue the Lord at 80 years old.
所以摩西在他80岁的时候，他寻求神。And
now you see, the children of Israel saw the acts of God, but Moses saw the ways of God because he'd been touched by grace.
以色列民看到神的作为，但唯有摩西能够看到神的道路，因为他被神的恩典摸着了。And
so the children of Israel saw the Passover, that the angel went over their house and none of their children were killed.
所以以色列民过了逾越节，看到那一个灭命的天使越过他们的房子，没有杀害他们的孩子。But
Moses saw the Passover lamb.
但是摩西看到那逾越节的羔羊。The
children of Israel saw the Red Sea swept back and they went through the Red Sea.
以色列民看到红海被分开，他们经过红海。But
Moses saw the God of salvation.
但是摩西看到神的救赎。The
children of Israel noticed the stick, a staff of authority that Moses held.
以色列民看到摩西手里的那个杖是带着权柄的。But
Moses knew the Lord is my staff.
但是摩西知道神是我的杖。And
he discovered the Lord is my rock, out of which the waters flow.
他知道神是他的磐石，从其中有泉源涌出。And
he discovered the Lord is the bread come down from heaven.
他认识到神乃是天上降下的粮。Do
you see the difference?
你看到这个分别吗?
The children of Israel and Moses saw the same acts.
以色列民跟摩西都看到同样的作为。But
every time Moses saw an act, he said, Oh, it's the grace of Jehovah. It's the grace of Jehovah. It's the grace of Jehovah.
所以每次摩西看到神的作为，他都说这是耶和华的恩典，耶和华的恩惠。And
this is what enabled Moses to be an intercessor.
这样就叫摩西能够成为一位代求的人。Because
God revealed himself to Moses.
因为神将他自己启示给摩西。Now,
brothers and sisters, here we are at the end of a year.
弟兄姊妹，我们来到一年的末了。And
the Lord is saying to us, brethren, consider your heavenly calling.
弟兄们，要思想你们那属天的呼召。Consider
Jesus, the high priest and apostle of this heavenly calling.
思想啊，做大祭司、做使徒的耶稣。
In the book of Hebrews, the writer presses this burden upon the children of God.
啊，在希伯来书的里面，作者把这样的一个意念给以色列民。
We must consider Jesus.
我们要思想主耶稣。
What did he mean by that?
他的意思是什么？
The Christians that were being written to in the book of Hebrews were going through very difficult times.
啊，你知道啊，在啊希伯来啊民啊在那个时候，他们经历了一个很艰苦的时代。
And the writer was saying, "Be a see-througher, see through the situation to the ways of God."
所以神要他们能够看透，透过这个神的啊的作为。
But no, not only that.
不但如此。
Be a see-througher to see Jesus, the high priest and intercessor himself.
也看到耶稣就是那为使者、为大祭司的。
Oh, we have a better than Moses in our Lord Jesus.
我们在主耶稣的里面有那比摩西更大的。
Do you know him as the intercessor?
你能够认识他为一位代求者吗？
Do you know his throne of grace?
你知道他那一个恩典的宝座吗？
At the end of this year, we should be before his throne of grace.
我们在这一年的末了，我们应当来到他施恩的宝座。
He's the author and finisher of our faith.
他是我们为我们信心创始成终的那一位。
It's time to look away from the things of this world.
我们要把这从世界的事物的里面来被分离出来。
And to run the race looking unto Jesus.
来跑那向着主耶稣的标杆直跑。
The writer of Hebrews says it's time for us to be the house of God.
希伯来书的作者说，我们要看到为神的家。
We look at these scriptures in Hebrews chapter 3.
我们看希伯来书第三章。
Turn there, please.
我们打开那里。
We'll read the first six verses of chapter 3.
我们来读头六节的圣经。
Therefore, holy brethren, partakers of a heavenly calling.Consider Jesus the apostle and high priest of our confession.
同蒙天召的圣洁弟兄啊，你们应当思想为我们所认为使者为大祭司的耶稣。
He was faithful to him who appointed him as Moses also was faithful in his house.
他为那设立他的敬忠，如同摩西在神的全家敬忠一样。
For he has been counted worthy of more glory than Moses by just as much as the builder of the house.Has more honor than the house.
他比摩西算为更配多得荣耀，好像建造房屋的比房屋更尊荣。
For every house is built by someone, but the builder of all things is God.
因为房屋都必有人建造，但建造万物的就是神。
Now Moses was faithful in all his house as a servant, for a testimony of those things which were to be spoken later.
摩西为仆人，在神的全家。诚然尽忠，为要证明将来必传说的事。
But Christ was faithful as a son over his house, whose house we are, if we hold fast our confidence and the boast of our hope firm until the end.
但基督为儿子治理神的家，我们若将可夸的盼望和胆量坚持到底，便是他的家了。
In this coming year, we need to be the house of God.
在新来的一年的里面，我们要成为神的家。
This is a heavenly calling.
这是一个属天的呼召。
This is God's heart.
这是神的心。
Look at my son.
来看我的儿子。
Be my house.
来成为我的家。
This is his call to us.
这是他向我们的呼召。
Oh, that in this year we could see his ways as he deals with us as the house of God.
在这一年的里面，我们看到他的道路，为着神的家，他在那里在我们身上做工。
There is no reason for us to fight over what kind of leadership we should have if we're not holding fast to the head, our Lord Jesus.
我们要轻看我们在我们中间谁为首，我们要持定那神的家。
It's no good us fighting over forms of worship and types of meetings we should have if we have no spiritual life in the midst.
我们不要为着那如何的敬拜这些的事情来争吵，叫我们失去了那属灵的实际。
Now the way of the house of God is the heavenly calling.
那神的家，这是一个属天的呼召。
If it's just an earthly way, we will miss God's ways.
如果只是一些属地啊、属地的啊、方法，我们就失去了那属天的道路。
We are actually in the evening of a tremendous act of God.
我们实在在那一个啊、神极大啊、作为的前夕。
He is going to shake yet one more time this earth and the heavens.
他要再一次的震动天，震动地。
Now we need some people with spiritual prophetic vision.
我们需要有人有那一个啊。属灵的那一个先知的执事。
Now he needs some people standing in the gap, those who know him who is from the beginning.
我们需要有人站在破口，从那起初就认识他。
Many Christians know his acts.
许多的基督徒认识神的作为。
They can share the elements of the gospel accurately.
他们能够把福音的真理能够分享得很清楚。
And the gospel needs to be shared.
福音必须要与人分享。
But how many saints know God's eternal purpose?
但有多少的圣徒能够明白神永远的旨意？
How many of God's people understand the working of the cross?
有多少的圣徒能够明白那十字架的工作？
How many of God's people are interceding for the whole church?
有多少圣徒为这全教会让你代求？
Oh, these things are impossible with man, but possible with God.
在人不能，在神凡事都能。
Don't become a practical person who just sees the earth down, sees the church down on this earthly plane.
不要做一个好像很实际的人，都在教会的里面看到一些属地的方式。
You know, brothers and sisters, there's some saints who think any church is okay.
你知道有一些的圣徒认为无论在哪一个教会都可以。
It's true, every gathering of God's people is imperfect.
没有错，每一个神的儿女聚集的地方都不完全。
Every gathering of God's people has some problem.
每一个神儿女聚集的地方都有一些的问题。
But every gathering is not the same.
但每一个聚会都不一样。
When somebody is satisfied with anything, they haven't seen God's heart.
如果他们有人就任何的事情他们都可以满足，那他们没有看到神的道路。
Like our brother Jonathan shared, when we fly over the church, we should weep.
就像我们的彭弟兄所交通的。当我们越过这些教会的时候，我们实在应当哭泣。
We need to stand in the gap.
我们应当站在破口。
That the Lord could truly recover His church.
叫神能够实在的恢复他的教会。
Make it a living testimony unto Himself.
能够成为那一个活的见证。
This is God's high way.
这是神的道路。
He's ready with grace to be poured out upon us.
他是愿意向我们倾倒恩典。
Will we seek for him with all our heart?
我们全心的来接受他。
If our heart is divided tonight with many things,
如果我们的心为着许多的事情来分心，
then we just pass into another day tomorrow morning.
我们明天早上就进到另外的一天。
But at the end of this year, if we let go of those things that cause our heart to be double-minded,
如果在这一年的末了，我们叫那些叫我们的心被分隔的，我们把它弃绝。
Then it's possible for those who seek the Lord with all their heart,
叫我们能够全心的来寻求神。
That God will use you to stand in the gap in some very important way.
能够神用着你站在破口来做他那极贵重的事。
Young people, you need to stand in the gap for your friends at school.
年轻人，你为着在学校里面的朋友，你要站在破口。
And pray that there could be a season that they could accept Jesus as their Savior.
为他们祷告，到了时候，他们能够接受耶稣基督做救主。
We need to stand in the gap for our unbelieving family members.
我们要为着我们还没有信主的家人站在破口。
That the Lord who is sovereign in all his ways would draw them back to himself.
那一个掌管一切的神能够把他们带回到神的面前。
We need to stand in the gap for those who faithfully serve the Lord.
我们要为那些忠心服侍主的人来站在破口。
We need to stand in the gap with brotherly love for one another, seeing from the side of God each other in Christ.
我们也要就着弟兄相爱，彼此相顾，站在破口，好叫我们能够看到神的路。
God says, in this year, listen carefully to me and eat that which is good.
神说在新的一年, 仔细留意地听我的话，来吃那一个上好的。
May the Lord give us a new outpouring of grace as the year comes to a close.
当一年要结束的时候，神向我们倾倒他的恩典。Let's
pray.
我们一同祷告。Lord,
we can never understand a God whose ways are so high and yet who condescends to reveal himself to man.
主啊，我们实在没有办法领会那神的道路何等的高超，却乐意来。But we
know when you come to this earth, you're looking for those intercessors who can see and stand with you in these last days.
但是神，你却在那里寻找那明白你道路的人，能够为你作为代求的人。Oh,
do take hold of all of your children in this matter, Lord.
愿意在这世上你得着你所抓住你所有的儿女。May
we not be satisfied with just earthly ways.
叫我们不为这地上的事物来认为满足。Help
us to evaluate eternal things in this evening.
愿意晚上叫我们能够明白那永恒的事。And
set our hearts to pursue after you in this coming year.
在新的一年叫我们的心单一地追求你。We
pray this in the name of that faithful intercessor who even now upon his throne prays for us.
我们就奉那信实的，如今仍然在宝座上为我们代求的那一位。Oh
Lord, we want to know you.
主啊，我们何等愿意认识你。Show
us thy ways.
将你的道指示我们。That
we may know thee.
好叫我们能够认识你。In
Jesus' name we pray.
奉主耶稣的名祷告。Amen.